And it was in that moment that it hit me that I did it, that I truly put myself first. Hi, I'm Corinne Canty, former corporate exec who walked away from the fancy title and salary to take care of my aging mom, make work better for everyone, and help you remember to live. And not just to live, but live well, because isn't that the point? So join me each week as we reimagine, redesign, and show up to the lives we really want. It's time to do life better. So get cozy, grab your favorite warm drink, and let's dig in. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Remember to Live podcast. It's me, Corinne. I have my favorite almond milk matcha. I've been fueling up all morning, and I'm really excited to sit down and do this solo episode today. At the time that I'm recording, it is a new moon in Pisces, so lots of intention setting and new beginning energy. It's also the weekend where we spring forward, where we change our clocks if you live in the part of the world that I live in. So time and the concept of time in life is heavy on my mind right now. And so I just wanted to sit down and share with y'all a little bit about the experience I had over the past week. This past week has been one of those life-changing, awe-inspiring, pivotal life experiences. And I'm still processing. I got a lot of nuggets from it. And I can't wait to share so much more about what I'm going to be doing in my life moving forward from it. But today, I just kind of want to talk about the experience of taking the leap for yourself. I know if you've listened to the podcast, you know that I started out this year with the word leap. Did not realize it was a leap year. So I think the universe was giving me a little nod of approval for that word. But I spent the last week in a ridiculously beautiful, luxurious place with a group of amazing, talented, powerful, inspiring women. And we were all there to work on our dream of writing a book. So if you know me, you know that books are my most favorite thing. I own more books than anything else. Whenever I move, I'm mainly hiring the movers for the amount of book boxes that need to be lifted as opposed to the amount of furniture. That's a whole another story. But writing has been something that I've always loved. It's always had a special place in my life, even though most of my life I pushed it to the side. But my relationship with writing and starting to understand the power of writing began when I was a child. So for those of you who don't know, my father passed away when I was 9 years old. And that's when I really started writing. I started journaling and writing to express myself because I didn't understand what was happening around me. Nobody was really talking to me about it. I come from the era where you don't sit down and have those types of conversations with kids. And so writing was my way of expressing myself and my way of getting out and trying to understand these big feelings that I had in this little body. And as I got older and moved up in school, I really had this deep desire to be a writer. I wanted to be one of those people who told stories that moved you, that made you feel something, that introduced you to new worlds, because those were all the things that writers had given to me in the books that they wrote that I was reading as a child. And so I actually planned to go to art school and pursue my dream of becoming a writer and possibly learning some other tools of expression. But when I became a mother in high school, that dream got swept under the rug. That's when my dreams of telling stories and changing lives turned into figuring out how to be a mom, be a responsible mom, and take care of this new life that was now depending on me. So I went to college, I found the most responsible job that I could, got the job, got the benefits, got the 401k, climbed the ladder, did all the things. But I always had this little calling inside that one day I would write a book. I think that's my biggest one day. My biggest one day someday was one day I will write a book after I'm done raising the kids and climbing the corporate ladder and doing all the things. And this year, I had an opportunity to move that off of my one day someday list to my today list. And I knew that it was going to take a big leap for me to really believe that I could do it, to pull this old dream that I had and dust it off and bring it to life. And so the opportunity came for me to go on this amazing writing retreat and shut the world out, which is something I've never done. Because I've always had people I felt needed to reach me, whether it was my team at work or my children or my mom as I'm her caretaker. I just never thought I could really take a week just for me, focus just on me, and do something I wanted to do just because I wanted to do it, not because it was going to change my career, not because somebody else needed me to do it, but just because it's one of those things that called to me that I always wanted to do. And since I've always wanted to do it, I was going to do it in the best way possible. And I knew if I tried to settle along the time on my own, I would let everything get in the way, distractions and other people's needs and all of the things that come up in everyday life that keep us from doing the things that we really want to do. And so I went on the retreat, stayed at the most luxurious place I've ever stayed, allowed myself to really be in the moment, but also allow myself to do the work while I was there. And I knew that I would get writing done, and I knew that I would get inspired, and I knew that my book would begin to take shape and I would know what I wanted to birth into the world, at least with the first one. But I got so much more out of the trip than just the reignited dream, the words on paper, the plan to bring it to life. As I started writing and sharing and really being in the moment, I had these moments of extreme emotional release. And I thought that I was getting upset because some of the things that I was sharing and starting to express was about my journey of becoming a caretaker to my mother, of watching her challenges at this stage of life, realizing that there is a such thing as too late and being helpless to that. And I thought back on childhood challenges and just all of our stuff, right? I thought that the emotions were coming up because I was processing my stuff, but I realized that the emotions were coming up because I gave myself the space to put me first. I had this moment of realizing that I was birthing my dream, that I was actually in this place, doing the thing I wanted to do more than anything in the world. And we actually had a chance to sit down with literary agents and get real feedback on making this a reality. And it was in that moment that it hit me that I did it, that I truly put myself first. And I took the leap of making my childhood dream come true in this lifetime. And that moment hit hard, y'all. And it took me a minute to process and understand and get over the getting emotional in public. Because if you're like me, we don't like to cry in front of people. We don't like to show moments of what have been conditioned into us as weakness. But y'all, sometimes I'm just tired of being strong and tired of holding it all together and tired of carrying the weight in the world and tired of releasing in private in the shower and releasing private in the bedroom and releasing away from everyone else so I can carry everyone else's weight when I leave those rooms. So I allowed myself to feel and express and be supported. And the women in the room held the space. And I felt so supported. And I was able to support in the same way as I watched all these amazing people have these moments of their own realization that they made the time and they gave this gift to themselves and how much it was actually changing them. And so that's what I really wanted to share with you today is how much can change with one single leap that's done just because it's something you want to get done in this life while you have it. There's just way too many people who put their dream, their passion, their joy, their trip, their experience, that conversation, whatever that thing is, they kept putting it off, thinking they had all the time in the world. Their someday, one day list was so long that by the time they actually picked it up to start checking it off, it was too late. I don't want that for anyone. I want us all to wake up and feel like we are living this life fully, that we are soaking up every moment that we're blessed with, good ones, bad ones, all in between, that we are prioritizing living while we're making a living. And so, with these moments and with this time to get away from everything else and really think, I stayed off social media, except to post the podcast, just checked in with my family a few times. I really just gave myself the time to go inside and do my own work. And I came away with some pretty big takeaways, some of which will be applied to the podcast, of course. So get ready for some new things coming up. Some new fresh takes, some of the tools that I learned, some amazing conversations with people I know are going to inspire you, that are doing their own work to show up to life, that have the goal of doing this life better. And I just can't wait. I have some programs coming up to help us all get more present, find the happiness in the moment, learn how to reimagine, redesign, start to live the lives that we really want to. So thank you so much for being on this journey with me, being on this ride with me, sharing this space with me, building this movement where we all remember to live, because that's the point, right? If we spend our whole lives focused on making a living and we forget the living part, what's the point? So I'm continuing my journey of living out my childhood dream. I will be sharing my journey along the way. I can't wait to share it with you. I can't wait to birth this book into the world. And I hope that it changes so many lives. But until then, stick around and let me know what you'd like to see more of on the podcast. Let me know who you'd like to hear more from on the podcast, because while I'm doing this for me, I'm mostly doing it for you. So cheers to remembering to live, doing life better, and making our dreams come true. Until next time, my friends. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you learned something, laughed a little, and were inspired to remember to live. Share that nugget and this podcast with a friend to inspire them too. And don't forget to like and subscribe so we can all help each other life better.